is Super Bowl 58. And it's going to be right here. Right here. In Nevada. In Vegas. I just love it. I absolutely love it. 57, though, is coming up on Sunday. And let's talk a little bit with a guy that has spent a lot of time at the Westgate investing his own personal fortune on pro and college football over the course of last year. We're coming down to the final game. And obviously, we got the line, we got the over, we got all kinds of stuff. But we also have prop bets, which folks love those on Super Bowls.
They really do. And, you know, just a plug for the Westgate here. I mean, they build themselves as the world leader in proposition wagering.
Oh, my God.
Because they do it all the time. They do it for Monday night football. They do it for Sunday night football. And a lot of times they do it for Thursday night football. So this is a lot of places do it for the big games, but the Westgate does it on a regular basis.
Okay, so the line going in just a couple of days away.
Right now, the Eagles are 1.5-point favorites.
And that hasn't moved much, has it?
No. Not like that the Bengals-Chiefs game. That, of course, was on the health of Patrick Mahomes. He performed in that game. They ended up winning. So we haven't heard anything about the sore ankle that he has. So apparently it's no effect right now. So that looks good. The point total is 50.5. Now, there's some different alternative point spreads that you can do.
Explain what that means. That's totally foreign to me.
Now, an alternate point spread, you get little different odds. For instance, okay, right now, if you just do a straight bet, you go up to the ticket window and you buy a ticket, and let's say you take the Eagles minus 1.5, that would be, you would give up 1.5 points, and that's the regular line on the game. Now, if you choose to, let's say, take an alternative point spread, you could take the Eagles minus 7.5.
So now, wait a minute. This sounds like you're buying insurance.
Right.
Well, in a lower payout.
Yeah. Let me explain this. So if you take, let's say you take the Eagles minus 1.5, that is minus 110. That is the typical odds. You put up $110 to win 100. That's the baseline. Now, if you want to take the Eagles minus 7.5, that would be a plus 240. So if you think it's going to be a blowout and the Eagles are going to win, then you would go, hey, I'll give up 7.5 points. And you would only put down $100 to win 240 in that alternative universe.
That's cool.
It is interesting, isn't it? Now, you could take the Chiefs minus 3.5 in this game. And this would be something that you might want to look into because you're a Chiefs fan, you like them. It would be, if you take the points, the 1.5 points, since you're the underdog, that would be a minus 110. If you give up 3.5 points, as the Chiefs would, it'd be plus 170. So you would put up $100 to win 170.
Now, one of the players, and again, a lot of this revolves around quarterbacks and skill position players, that is mentioned a lot in prop bets is Travis Kelce, the tight end, Chiefs.
Yeah, Kelce, let's take a look at Kelce because it was over or under 6.5. Now, that could change, too. If people go, that's catches in the game, 6.5 catches. Which is really, I think that's very reasonable. Very reasonable. One that I like is the largest lead of the game by either team will be over or under 14.5 points. That kind of gives you a little bit of leeway in there.
Yeah, but even so, 14.5?
14.5. So that gives you
Two touchdowns plus.
Right. So it would take three scores.
Yeah.
Wow. And I really like that one. If you go under, which I like to do, that's a minus 140. So you would put up $140 to win 100 on that. But if you take the under, But if you go the over, you think there's going to be a blowout and there might be a 17-point lead in the game. That's plus 120. So you put up the 100 to win 120 in that case.
The most exotic thing that you've seen out of the prop bets, and the prop bets are there, correct me if I'm wrong, to get people that never gamble on sports to gamble on one issue.
What do you think about a real fast score? Do you think that either team will score in the first 4.5 minutes of the game?
Yeah.
Now, the no on that is a minus 330. You would have to put up $330 to win 100 for the no to be true. Will either team score in the first 4.5 minutes of the game, which is probably not going to happen. If you say yes to that and you think somebody's going to come out and throw a 75-yard bomb out of the gate, that's plus 270. Not bad.
That's dynamite.
You're getting a lot of value with that.
Okay. Give me what you're looking at. What the bets that you think you might make for gentleman Jim Dallas.
Will the game be decided by exactly 3 points? I like that one. And it's plus 450. There's a lot of value with this one. Will the game be decided by 3 points? And last year's Super Bowl was decided by 3 points.
And as I told the guys on the club, I think, personally, that this is going to be a three-point game. And that Harrison Butker, who I think is one of the best in the game, is going to be the guy that wins it for Kansas City. Could be wrong. It might be a blowout. Don't know. But just in analyzing the whole thing, Butker, it may be the difference. And if so, and the fact that you've got a great defense on Philly, that this thing may be decided in the final minutes, in the final seconds of the game, and it may be a down to a field goal.
I do like that. Now, if the game is decided by exactly 4 points, that's plus 1,200. Because that's such an odd number.
Don't report to work on Monday. You don't have to.
Yeah, so, I mean, there's everything that you can think of. And there are a limited amount. This one yellow page that I have here, I've got 32 pages of these different parlays or different propositions. There's only one page where you could parlay, and that's this one yellow one right here. And that is they've got the first reception by Travis Kelce. Do you think it's going to be over or under 9.5 yards?
Ooh.
First reception by Kelce. That's fairly interesting. What do you think about both teams making 33-yard field goals or longer?
Too exotic.
Yeah, that's really out in the weeds a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. That's crazy.
First reception by Sky Moore, over or under 7.5 points. So there's just so many things that you can put together.
But you'll be putting your own money down, right?
Yes. Yes, I will.
I'll keep my fingers crossed for you, man.
That's where I made my money last year, was on the propositions. And it was a lot of fun because my team was in it.
Yeah.
And your team is in it this year. So you should have a lot of fun with this.
Saturday's going to be a good day. I'm going to be laying down some money over at the South Point. And they got a great sports book there, too. So stay with us. Coming up, somebody's running for mayor. She is Victoria Seaman, and she's a friend of ours. And she is running for mayor of City of Las Vegas. We'll let you hear what she had to say. That's all coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Got a bird's eye view. I'm not in any balloon or anything, but right here in the studios, checking out the traffic cams, and we do see some really slow flows downtown as you try to squeeze through the spaghetti bowl there. Interstate 515 southbound at Main Street. Also, that construction zone on Interstate 515 northbound between Eastern and the 95 interchange. We're seeing some slow flows through there as well. You'll tap the brakes there on the Southern Beltway, 215 eastbound at Green Valley. And look out for crashes right now. Northbound Pecos at Cheyenne, northbound Hollywood at Lake Mead, and Western at Desert Inn.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with your KMZQ Sports Flash. UNLV back on the road Saturday as they take on San Diego State. The Aztecs rank 25th. They're on top of the Mountain West Conference. UNLV 16-8, 5-7 in the conference, and have won four of their last five, coming off Wednesday's win against Wyoming. NHL, the Golden Knights back home Sunday as they take on Anaheim. This starts a three-game homestand. Vegas defeated Minnesota 5-1 Thursday, winning back-to-back games. It also wrapped up their six-game road trip. Jack Eichel with a goal and an assist, and Logan Thompson 23 saves against the Wild. Super Bowl 57 Sunday in Glendale, Arizona, Kansas City against Philadelphia. The Chiefs are in the Super Bowl for the third time in 4 years. The Eagles won Super Bowl 52 back in February of 2018. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Tony Desiri with this KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670, KZMQ, Talk Radio, done right.
Ray Magliozzi here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. So you take a little bit off the sides. Well, still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Motors Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's going to fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride.
Nachos! Yeah, you nachos!
Hey, I'll take some.
Great. And some Frank's Red Hot.
Oh, nah, I'm good.
Oh, you're just going to eat these dry, plain, boring nachos with no Frank's. Seriously? Frank it up. Frank it up. Come on, lady. Frank it up. Frank it up. Frank it up. Yeah! Yeah, this guy finally gets it.
It's the perfect blend of flavor and heat. Frank's Red Hot. I put that on everything.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casal, the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer employee benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no-obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casal of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
City Councilwoman Victoria Seaman announced last night at a major event up in Summerlin, that she is running for mayor of the city of Las Vegas. And I had a chance to visit with her earlier, and I asked her, tell me what it was like last night.
You know, Kevin, I was overwhelmed, grateful that so many people are supporting me and really recognize the work I've done in city council. You're right. It was standing room only. Again, the overwhelming support. I was just overwhelmed to have so much support, and really proud to have Steve Grammas MC my announcement last night. You know, he knows my commitment to public safety and how closely I work and support Metro. So there were just friends, people I've worked with, donors, supporters, just a myriad of different people that were there to support me. So again, it was overwhelming. And thank you for being there.
It was fun, and the food was great. The food was phenomenal. I don't know who catered, but it was really good.
I want to give a shout out to Arsene at the Cobblestone Cottage. She came, and wasn't it wonderful in the presentation?
It was great. It was really great. And your speech was wonderful as well. I want to ask you, though, and I always ask, when somebody's got a good gig going, why go for the bigger prize? You could stay on the city council forever, probably, by acclamation.
Well, I think it's important. I think there are some issues that I've kind of taken leadership on, and I want to continue all the things that we've done. I want to say that the Goodmans and our city council have done an amazing job at bringing us to a world-class city, but there's a lot more to be done. And, you know, as you heard last night, some of the things that I've been doing, some of the vision that I have to bring our city to the crown jewel of the West. And that's kind of why I've decided to take this step, to bring more transparency to city council, to make sure that we are going to not only bring this city, move it forward, but that we're gonna continue to make sure that we have transparency in City Hall.
Victoria, I want to ask you about a subject that I hear about from folks all across our area, and that is the issue of public safety. You are making that kind of priority one, or 1A maybe, and I'm curious what we can do better as a community relative to making people feel safe.
Well, first of all, I do meet with Metro Captains out of the Northwest Command and Summerlin Command at least once every couple months. We have lunch. We talk about what's going on in the neighborhood. We're going to have a big crime town hall coming up. I think it's in May. But I continue to bring the public closer to Metro, and they do a good job of it themselves. And if you know, we just honored our Metro Homicide Task Force because they have a 90% solvability rate. That's higher than any city in the nation. Our Metro is amazing because they do reach out to the community, because they do have help from the community. One of the priorities that I have and I've been doing is meeting with the legislators, because they're the ones that write these NRS statutes. Metro does a fine job, but we have to have accountability for crime. Part of the problem is we've done this justice reform across the country, and it's simply some of it is not working. And we are boots on the ground being local government. We meet with I have my breakfast buzz every month. You know, we are constantly out there meeting with people in the public. And it is really, really important that I have this bridge with the legislators to say, this is what's happening in the community. This is maybe what you should look at in the session. And I've done that since I've been elected. I've had our government affairs meet with our legislators to have that relationship so that we can also, being boots on the ground, let them know what needs to be done on a legislative level for public safety, because it is the number one priority. It's always been my number one priority. And I'll continue to make that my number one priority.
There's been a lot of talk about police reform. Do we need police reform in our community? And could you help that as mayor?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, Kevin McMahill, our new sheriff, I don't know if you knew anything about his State of the Department. I was there to hear his address. And I can tell you this, injecting humanity is one of his priorities. We have one of the best police forces in the nation. I do want to say that. Metro is amazing. Of course, you know, there's always work to be done in any department. We've elected a great sheriff that I will be working very closely with to make sure that we continue to have the best department in the nation.
I know that there are a lot of problems that folks, in particular on the left, say, let's throw more money at it. Education, for instance, is one of those. Does the mayor have much input into education in the city of Las Vegas?
Well, it's glad you brought that up. We did start our first charter school in the city of Las Vegas, and the results have been amazing so far. So we do have a voice in education, especially where it's needed. But that's it. We did start this bilingual school. We'll continue to look at where that goes. And I have to say, we do have a voice, and that's what's important.
Do we need to throw more money at it?
I don't think money solves the problem. I think we need to, and I love what Governor Lombardo is doing. He's doing an audit, and that's always the first step of finding out where is the money going and why aren't we getting the results. And as you know, Kevin, when I was in the legislature, David Gardner and I did a bill to break up the school district. I still say that is number one. The school district is far too big to have that. Right now, we are, I think, fourth in the nation as far as largest school district. So I think that is a step that at some point the legislature needs to look at again. When we did the bill, it went to an interim committee, and as you know, it never came to fruition the way that we wrote the bill up. So I am very, you know, my feelings are very strong about we need to continue to look at breaking up the school district.
I want to ask you, one of the things you talked about last night was economic diversity, and how important is that, and what does it mean to our community?
It means, well, you know, we're as you probably heard in my speech, you know, we have done amazing in gaming, but when that pandemic hit, we know that we need to diversify, and we have been, and we need to continue to have economic diversity. A lot of the things that people don't know is how much money tennis brings to our city, how much money swim meets bring to our community. And so we need to continue in diversifying in different areas, not just in sports, but in all businesses. And it means everything to our community because most of our revenue does come from gaming.
She is very impressive. She is a workhorse, and she's a great campaigner. I don't know how many people are going to announce. Shelley Berkeley has announced. Tommy White has announced. A whole bunch of people. This may be a very crowded field, but nobody will outwork Victoria Seaman. City Councilwoman Ward 2. Stay with us. We are way behind, as we usually are, as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hallo, this is mein Auto. Und this is meine key. Und there is only one place I trust with meine key. Meine key car care. They even offer financing options, so I can fix now and pay over time. Ooh, I love financing and options. Und meine key. Und American cheese. Remember, I only trust meine key with meine key. Your one-stop shop for total car care.
See store for details.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meine key, doing car care right.
If you like sitting around the porch or dinner table sharing stories with friends, that's what we like to do here at Our American Stories. I'm Lee Habib. We bring to you stories about American love, funny stories about first jobs, this day in history, American dreamers and marriages, and even the stories of music and acting legends. I invite you to sit around the porch with us as we share Our American Stories.
Every night from 10 to midnight on AM 670 KMZQ, talk radio done right.
My whole identity had been wrapped up in being a soldier. To have that so violently ripped from me when I was wounded, I was lost for a very long time. When Wounded Warrior Project came into my life, being around the other warriors, people that had similar experiences that I did, it was a game changer for me. Having King join the group, that was the beginning of a really good friendship.
It's a good time.
I first heard about Wounded Warrior Project through CQ. And at first I was kind of like, I don't know if I qualify. But having been a part of it, it's kind of taught me that it's not just the wounds that you can see, but it's those that you can't.
When you do something like a peer support group with Wounded Warrior Project and come together from different walks of life, man, the growth is incredible. If not for Wounded Warrior Project, I really don't think that I'd be here today.
See how we help warriors combat stigma at woundedwarriorproject.org/combatstigma.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall, now weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Great to have you with us. Alan Dershowitz was on with Sean Spicer last night, the noted attorney, supports the new combative strategy by Hunter Biden. This has been going on for quite a while, and now Hunter Biden is fighting back. Do we have that? Can we go to that? Okay. Fair enough. Well, we'll just dazzle you with our footwork. By the way, this hour of Live and Local brought to you in part by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you how you and your business can actually increase, with a web presence, your bottom line. And we would all like that. Call the SKC Group, 702-965-2016. That number again, 702-965-2016.
Hunter Biden's legal team has taken to heart the old phrase, sometimes the best defense is a good offense. They've called for criminal investigations into those who have accused Hunter's personal data from the infamous laptop, which has become the focal point of a House oversight investigation. A recent Washington Post article reads, the new strategy marks a calculated risk that is better to forge a combative path and take on Biden's longtime critics, even if it means inviting more news coverage of a darker chapter in his life. Well, joining us now to offer his insight into this strategy is Harvard Law professor and analyst and Newsmax analyst Alan Dershowitz, the author of The Price of Principle. Professor, always good to see you. So let me ask you this. This Washington Post story basically says that Hunter's legal team is going to go on offense, and they're going to go after people like Rudy Giuliani and Steve Bannon. But from what I understand, if they do that, that opens them up to this legal idea of discovery, that Hunter, that they could then go, fine, show me all your emails, show me all your text messages, go under, come under deposition, and we're going to ask you all these questions. So is this a smart strategy, or is this reckless?
Nobody knows, unless you know how much you hide. Look, when I was accused, I went all out. And I said, I don't care. Depose me hour after hour. I have nothing to hide. I fought back. And the result was a good one. If he is innocent, he should be fighting back. He shouldn't have to fear depositions. That's my kind of strategy.
Alan Dershowitz, one of the smartest legal minds, he has finally seen the light. Stay where you are. More to do as we close her out for a Friday right here on AM 670 KMZQ.